You're listening to Sacred by Design, and I'm your host, Andrea. If you're struggling to connect your struggle to God, settle in. We believe Jesus knows your sexual brokenness and is inviting you to wholeness. Are you ready? Here's your invitation this week. Before we look at Barbie, consider yourself, where you are right now. Can you feel your hair and notice the texture? Can you look at your hands and stretch them out? Can you put your hand on your belly? Are you hungry? Are you good? Put your feet flat on the ground and wiggle your toes. All right, let's go. Okay, Barbie. As I said, I'm not going to address any nods to current events or whether the movie was feminist or degrading. That's not what we're here for today. But there's something about the Barbie movie that made me think of you, of us as women on this journey to becoming sexually whole, to redefining our sexuality through God's design and His eyes, and through reclaiming our purpose and power. I do think, as we begin, that you'll have to set aside any grievances you might have with Barbie. I mean, for myself, I don't have the same hair color, skin color, never had the same waist size or thigh size. So let's just set that aside as we look at this one scene. For most of the movie, Barbie is riding this roller coaster of ups and downs. Her perfect plastic pink life is crumbling. She's frantically searching for meaning, and she goes to all sorts of different lengths and different ways and different people to try and find that purpose, that power. Now remember, this is Barbie, a pre-proportioned plastic doll, searching for meaning. The piano notes start to play, and Billie Eilish's lullaby voice starts singing this song, and the lyrics are, "What was I made for?" All of a sudden, in the theater, I'm starting to have feelings for Barbie. Like, what? It's Barbie. But don't judge me. I bet in your pink, not so perfect life that you have found yourself searching for meaning and purpose. I know that I have. The specific scene that I want to focus on is set in these cloudy, ethereal type of place, and it's Barbie frantic, wrestling with deep questions, searching for her power and her purpose, and the doll is restless. The song continues to play on the piano. What was I made for? I don't know how to feel. Up to this point, we've watched Barbie travel to great lengths, meet all sorts of people, try all different clothing, different things, until she gets to this scene. Barbie, in this ethereal setting, is isolated in a one-on-one conversation with Ruth Handler. Ruth, if you don't know, is her inventor, her creator, the woman who designed her. Ruth is reminding Barbie, encouraging Barbie, giving Barbie a reset. And with that, she's off. And there's, of course, a great choreographed musical to just tie it all up, right? Not real life. That search is necessary. It's a big part of her story. It's a big part of your story. Notice who Barbie turned to in that scene. Her designer, her inventor, her creator. This scene goes beyond just a beautiful woman struggling for purpose on a screen. This is a woman looking for her purpose, talking to her creator, turning to her creator for the answer, "What was I made for?" Okay, Barbie, I see how you move. Do you see where I'm going with this? Moving the focus from Barbie to you, because she's just a life-size doll, but you are a woman searching for purpose. You and me, real women living in a real world with abuse and loss, searching for purpose and power, while maybe even being hurt as a little girl, we search for the same thing. And that search oftentimes can lead to porn and masturbation. As a woman, what does God, the Creator, say about your purpose, about your identity, about your power? Sit with that. Ask him that. Listen for the answers. Journal through it. Share it with others. Talk about it. Futility, big fancy word, is a driving force. That lack of purpose and meaning can lead to a big impact on your sexuality. Jay Stringer, author of Unwanted, says it this way. Let your sexual brokenness motivate you to find greater meaning in life. If you want to fight, don't fight to eliminate desire. Fight to discover meaning. So let's take questions and lostness to our Creator. Because praise God, you are more than some plastic manufactured anything. You are not a Barbie. You are more than some mere representation of a woman meant to move in some sort of limited, predestined way. You are a unique creation with a unique purpose. Your struggle, your story, this is all part of that journey. Are you willing to ask your Creator, what was I made for? And then listen for the answer. Maybe your struggle with pornography and masturbation has felt confining and lonely. Here's the truth. You are anointed. You are called. I don't need to tell you what happens next to Barbie. You can go pay $11 and figure it out. She's not real. But you are. You are real. What is God calling you to in this restlessness? He sees you turn to porn and he's wanting to create a new way with you that moves towards power and meaning and purpose. I'm going to reference Unwanted again. Jay Stringer says, unwanted sexual behavior and the systems you were part of set up further roadblocks to discovering your purpose. At this new precipice in life, you need a new map for where to find purpose and community of people hungry for the same journey. Hey, aren't you in the right place? Learn to identify the roadblocks. Maybe you need a new map. Ask your Creator for the new way. Some power moves for you as you move towards your purpose. Seek your Creator. Ask him the question. Listen for the answers. Learn. And move. Now we'll switch to the Bible instead. You are chosen. He calls you by name. He has set aside good works just for you. So learn what they are. Figure it out. Ask him. And then move. One of my favorite verses about wisdom and purpose is this verse from Jeremiah 6. This is what the Lord says. Stand by the roadways and look. Ask about the ancient paths. Which is the way to what is good? Then take it and find rest for yourself. Praise God that you are more than some pre-proportioned, copied over and over again image of a woman. You are a masterpiece. God wants you to stand, to look, to ask, and to move. The good works prepared for you are waiting. Your purpose is waiting. It's time to move. Thanks for listening. May the voice that calls you beloved be louder than the whispers of shame. If you're ready to learn more, head to our website. And if you're ready to dive in, consider meeting with one of our spiritual coaches. You can find us at regenerationministries.org.